Let's now consider what really happens when the Fed lowers interest rates. We often hear calls for the Fed to do just that, as if forcing rates down were a costless way to bring about permanent prosperity. The alleged prosperity it brings about is neither costless nor permanent. When the Fed artificially lowers rates, it misrepresents economic conditions and misleads people into making unsound investments. Investments that would not have been profitable beforehand suddenly seem attractive in light of the lower interest rates. These are malinvestments, which would not have been undertaken if the business world had been able to view the economy clearly instead of being misled by the Fed's false signals. In the short run, a false prosperity takes root. Business expands, new construction is everywhere, people feel wealthier. This is why there is always such political pressure on the Fed to lower rates around election time. The prosperity comes in the short run, and the painful correction comes much later, well after people have cast their votes. As these borrowers spend the money they borrowed and compete with each other for resources, the result is a rise in prices and interest rates. This is how the economy reveals that more long-term projects have begun than can be sustained in light of current resource availability. Some of them have to be abandoned, with all the dislocation that entails, layoffs, squandered capital, misdirected resources, and so on. Interest rates were at their initial level for a reason. Savings were low, and therefore, with little for investors to borrow, the price of borrowing, in effect, the interest rate, was high. Had market-determined interest rates prevailed, investors would have been discouraged from excessive borrowing to finance long-term projects, and the result would have been sustainable investment and growth. Interest rates set by the market coordinate the production process in accordance with real economic conditions. Only the most profitable, socially demanded projects would have been undertaken. When the Federal Reserve artificially lowers rates, on the other hand, it systematically misleads investors and encourages unsustainable economic booms. F.A. Hayek's Nobel Prize in Economics, which was awarded to him in 1974, had to do with exactly this, showing how central bank manipulation of interest rates and money cause havoc throughout the economy and set the stage for an inevitable bust. The Fed often tries to delay the day of reckoning, the painful period when the malinvestments are liquidated and the economy is restored to true health. It will cut rates yet again. The false prosperity continues, but the problem of malinvestment only gets worse. The Fed cannot carry on the charade forever. If it inflates without end, it risks hyperinflation and the destruction of the currency. In some cases, central banks find, after resorting time and again to inflation as a way of encouraging economic activity, that their policies no longer have any discernible effect. The system is simply exhausted. The Japanese economy provides a vivid example of the futility of manipulating interest rates. Japan was in the economic doldrums throughout the 1990s, despite its central bank's rate cuts. Ultimately, interest rates were cut to zero, where they remained for several years. The rate cutting failed to stimulate the economy. Prosperity cannot be created out of thin air by a central bank. This is one reason I was delighted to learn that comedian Jon Stewart, when he had former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan on his program, asked him why we needed a Federal Reserve and why interest rates couldn't simply be set freely on the market. That was a great question, the sort of question non-comedians in America never seem to ask, and Greenspan sputtered around for a response. Even Greenspan supporters were shocked to observe how poorly he responded to a simple question about the very purpose of the institution he headed for nearly two decades. Central economic planning has been as discredited as any idea can possibly be. But even though we point to our devotion to the free market, at the same time, we centrally plan our monetary system, the very heart of the economy. Americans must reject the notion that one man, whether Alan Greenspan, Ben Bernanke, or any other chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, can know what the proper money supply and interest rates ought to be. Only the market can determine that. Americans must learn this lesson if we want to avoid continuous and deeper recessions and to get the economy growing in a healthy and sustainable fashion.